Hey. What looks good?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's the boss?
He just called. He's on his way. First time getting ready for the closing arguments. Are you nervous?
A little. But the guy's a scumbag. Should be open and shut anyway. He's going away for quite a while. Okay, I'm a little nervous.
Well, do you want to pass out in the middle of your closing? Do you?
Guess not. Did he say how far he was? I want to go over a few things with him before we head to court.
Hey, buck up. Just focus on the good stuff.
Don't be a wise guy.
That's what you told me.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, sure.
Let's see. No, no, no. Ah, here we are. Christine Manson?
What?
Are you Christine Manson?
What?
Say what again? I dare you. Are you Christine Manson?
Yes.
Hell!
What is this? A joke? I haven't believed in this stuff since I was like 12.
Joke's on you then, I guess.
What then? You're God? I don't believe this.
Nevertheless, here we are.
Look, I don't have time for this bullshit. I'm doing court.
Trust me, the judge will understand. Why are you so angry?
What do you mean, why am I so angry? Well, then I want an appeal.
An appeal? I'm goddammit. Who are you going to appeal to?
I wish to appeal to reason.
Reason? What does reason have to do with it? I'm God. I make the rules.
Then you claim your rules are unreasonable.
No, of course not. My rules are very reasonable. I ask so little of my creatures.
Then an appeal to reason is fair because you claim reasonableness.
Well,
let me ask you. Do you have a rule because it is good, or is a rule good because you have it?
All my rules are good rules.
That avoids the question. What I'm asking is a rule good just because you say it is, or is there some principle by which to measure it?
Let's put it this way. What I say goes.
Then your rules are arbitrary.
Indeed not.
Then what are they based on?
My infinite wisdom. You do not have the capacity to understand all that I know.
I'm not wise enough to comprehend your rules.
That's right. Mint?
No thanks. So since I'm not wise enough to understand your rules, they seem arbitrary, but they're not?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you've stacked the deck. You've only given us the choice between hell and contradiction. We were doomed from the start.
What are you talking about?
You gave us a brain. And not just a brain, a mind. A mind that seeks order in chaos. You gave us the equipment to search for the solution to the jigsaw puzzle, but you hid several of the pieces. Why would you create us to be so flawed? Did you make a mistake?
Of course I didn't make a mistake! I created human beings with a brain to allow them to survive. Every creature has something given to them that makes them special and able to survive. It's you who have turned the brain into something it was never intended to be. Your brain was not meant to unlock the secrets of my universe!
You're a little touchy about this, aren't you?
Yeah! Fucking theologians.
Let me ask you this. Does a cow long to kill a deer and eat it?
What? No, of course not.
Why not?
Because it is not in the cow's nature to hunt.
Does a lion befriend a lamb?
That also would be against the lion's nature.
Then why do humans seek the secrets of the universe?
Because of your arrogance.
It's human nature to be arrogant?
Yes. Well, no, but a lot of you are.
Why are we arrogant? Either you made us arrogant and wanted to, or you made us arrogant by accident. Which is it?
I did not make people arrogant, but I did give you free will.
Oh, so there's non-determinism in your design.
What do you mean?
If there were no free will, then it would be pointless to judge people. If everything we did and said and thought was determined before we were born, then judging people for their actions would be like blaming lightning for hitting a house. It would be pointless.
Exactly.
So we have free will.
Yes.
Then tell me, do you always know what will happen before it happens?
I live outside of time. I see things as they happen, but without the limitation of time.
So you know what we'll do before we do it?
No, I see what you do at every moment of your existence, but constantly.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Oh, but I'll try to explain. Imagine if you could peer into the past. You would see an event, Booth shooting Lincoln, for instance. But the fact that you witnessed it doesn't mean you had any effect on it.
Yeah, but those events have already happened.
To me, every event in the universe has already happened.
But isn't that like reading the last page of a mystery novel first? What interest is there in a creation for which you already perceive the end?
Very little, but it's even worse than you imagine.
How so?
Because not only do I perceive the beginning and end of this creation, I also perceive the beginning and end of an infinite number of creations.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
All at once?
The phrase "at once" is a problem. It assumes that time exists. It doesn't, of course.
Time doesn't exist?
Of course not. You humans made it up.
Well, if time doesn't exist, then why do we perceive it?
It's a trick of your mind. Because you have a memory, you think that things exist which do not.
What things?
Those things which you perceive to be in the past. Because you remember them, you think that they exist.
Then the past doesn't exist?
No, only now exists. The past is an illusion, as is the future.
We have no future?
Well, you certainly don't. Next! I changed my mind, though. Go to heaven. Congratulations. Well, what are you waiting for? You won. Go on to heaven.
No, I'd rather not just yet.
Why not?
I still have one more question.
You don't need the answers to your little questions. Just run along to heaven and be happy.
I will never be happy without the answers to my questions.
Isn't that important that you know?
Yes. Knowing is more important than anything else.
More important than paradise?
Yes.
So, if I answer your question, you'll go to hell. Gladly?
Well, not gladly, but I'll go.
What do you want to know?
I want to know, what was the point?
The point of what?
Everything. Why did you bother? Why the universe? Why people? Why the stars?
Why not?
That isn't an answer.
I said I would answer your question. I didn't say you would like the answer. Time for you to leave.
Oh, so our concept of fairness is also an illusion?
Yep, off you go.
So God is completely arbitrary.
You know, you shouldn't say stuff like that. That's what I call sinning. You're in big trouble now. Show some reverence, for Christ's sake.
Why? What are you gonna do? Send me to hell?
Okay. Look, I'll give you one more chance to go to heaven peacefully or learn the truth.
I'll take the truth.
Try to understand. It's not that I don't want to tell you the truth and let you into heaven. It's just you can't have both.
What do you mean?
I mean that once you know the truth, heaven cannot exist for you.
So ignorance really is bliss?
No, ignorance is heaven. Understanding is bliss.
I'm ready. Tell me.
Think back to your high school biology classes.
You're not gonna make me cut up a frog, are you? I hated that.
No. Now listen. What separated things that were alive from things that were not?
Eating, respiration, reproduction.
Right. Things that are alive are able to reproduce.
Okay, so?
So, by that definition, God is not alive. I cannot recreate myself. I am God. There's one thing that humans can do that I can't. Reproduce.
I guess that's why we're always so into it. I mean, we're always like, oh God, oh God, oh God.
You have no idea how often I've heard that and envied you.
You envy us. Envy. I thought envy was like a sin or something.
You keep forgetting. I make the rules. I'm allowed to do anything I want to.
Except speak to appear.
Yes. You can't imagine how lonely it's been. I tried several times to create beings to be my friends. You humans were one attempt. It would be a contradiction for me to create a second god, so I created you with the ability to learn, hoping you would grow into the job. Failed miserably, of course.
Have we been such a disappointment?
Well, not entirely. Several of you have been outstanding. But, of course, I always know how a conversation is going to end before I have it. You are bound by time, I am not. Somehow I can't keep myself from jumping to the end to see how it turns out.
So you already know how this conversation turns out?
Well, not yet. I've managed to control myself up until now.
I have a suggestion. Do you have a coin?
What a question to ask God. What are you gonna do, parlor tricks? Believe me, I've seen them all. Anything in particular?
How about a Susan B. Anthony dollar coin?
Really? Coming up with one of those is a trick even for me. Always gets mixed up with the quarters. Anyway, here.
No, you keep it. In a moment, I'm gonna ask you to flip it and I'll call out either heads or tails.
Okay.
But before I call it out, I want you to look into what I call the future, see what I'm gonna say, and then jump back and tell me.
Okay. You'll say tails.
Heads!
You should have listened to me.
No, don't you get it? You told me what I was gonna say, but you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. You changed your answer.
How can I change an answer I haven't given yet?
Well, that's free will for you. Even confounds God. That's why you people are so damned annoying.
There's that term again. You say we have free will. Did you give it to us?
It's sort of implicit in the design. It's not like fluoride or fabric softener. I didn't add it on purpose.
But what is free will?
It's the ability to do whatever you choose.
But that's circular. What are our choices based on? How do we choose?
Your experiences and your ability to learn.
So you designed us to learn, and that gave us free will.
Yes.
So do you have free will?
No, of course not.
Because you can't learn.
Right. I already know everything.
But how is the ability to learn implicit in free will?
Look, let's say you have a decision to make. If you were all-knowing, you'd already know the answer, right?
Right.
So you wouldn't need to make a choice, right?
Okay.
So you only ever need to make a decision when you lack information.
Uh-huh.
If you can learn, that means there's always some information that you lack.
Oh, I get it. So free will is the ability we humans have to make the wrong choice?
Bingo.
Why would we want that?
That's a damned good question. Listen, it's been great, but I really have to get back to work.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not very satisfied. I'm almost embarrassed to be human.
I don't blame you. Having never been human, I don't really know how to help you. I can't imagine how it must feel to be so flawed. Wait, here comes one of my sons. He was human once. Maybe he can help.
Hey, Pop. What's going on?
I've been speaking to this creature here about human nature. She's getting quite depressed, though, and I thought maybe you could help her.
I'll try. Hi, I'm...
I know who you are. So you really were the Son of God?
Not the, A. There's a difference.
There are more of you?
Of course. Christ, you don't believe all that bullshit from the Council of Nicaea, do you?
Well, no, but I thought you did.
No way. That was all Paul's fault. I had a simple message, and everyone took it and twisted it for their own purposes.
Well, I've heard this part before. Lock up when you're done, would you? And toss this one into hell? You're so gullible! That's what I love about you people. I'm gonna go release the Kraken.
He's such a kidder. Now, what was this my father was saying about you having some difficulty?
Well...
Hey, do you want to sit down?
This is too much. Am I dreaming?
How the hell should I know? And if I did know, really, why would you believe me if I'm just a figment of your imagination?
I don't know what to believe.
He that believeth me shall never perish.
Isn't it he that believeth in me shall never perish?
Nah, it got messed up in the translation.
So, it's okay that I didn't believe in you?
Sure, it's no skin off my back. Well, there was, but I'd rather not talk about it. You used to believe. What happened?
Well, just after confirmation, my mom got really sick. I prayed and I prayed that she'd get better. It didn't do any good. Then one day she was gone. Poof. Just like that. I stopped believing after that. I never went back to church again. You know, this place kind of looks like my old church.
I'm truly sorry that that happened to you. Anyway, your church got it wrong. I never wanted people to believe in me. I just wanted people to believe me.
What's the difference?
People who believe in me are missing the point. I was the finger pointing to the moon, not the moon itself. Don't concentrate on the finger, or you'll miss the point. Too many people concentrated on the messenger, not on the message.
But what was the message?
How much plainer could I have been? The kingdom of God is within you, I said. Be one with God as I am one with God. But did anyone listen? No.
But what does that mean?
Each of God's creatures participates in the divine. You, we, are all a part of God.
So I'm God.
Don't let it go to your head, but yeah, sort of.
And so are you.
Yes.
And Madonna?
Well, which one?
The singer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not the standard model of God, that's for sure.
That's because you want to make God into your own image.
Isn't that backwards?
Right. That's your problem. You want to make God into what you think God should be, rather than recognizing the reality of God.
That guy that just left.
That guy that just left isn't a guy at all. You saw him, it, in that guise, because that's what you expected based on your early training.
You think that's what I expected God to be like?
Well, more or less. Nobody's perfect.
Then what is he, it, really?
It has no form, it has no color, it has no personality.
Hey, I resent that!
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Wine?
Should I?
Well, there's plenty of health benefits. Not that it'll help you any. And it's damn tasty.
No thanks.
Suit yourself. Anyway, God is beyond imagining.
Here we go with the you poor limited human argument again.
Hey, I said God was beyond imagining. I didn't say he was beyond your imagining. Stop being so sensitive for my sakes.
Sorry, it's just that if I'm God, then how is God beyond my imagining?
There's nothing in creation that understands its own nature. You wouldn't expect it of a slug or even your pet dog. Why should you expect it of yourselves?
But we humans have the capacity of thought.
Really? Well, allow me to retort. What do you think thought is?
I have already been down that road with your father.
Then you should know better.
I don't know. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to think.
Exactly.
What?
You don't know what to think. Stop thinking for a second, would you?
But I just want to understand.
Who cares what you want? Your desires are your problem. Covetousness doesn't just refer to your neighbor's wife, you know. Give up your desires. People always think that it's good to give up sex or alcohol or Thin Mint cookies. I love those. Anyway, people think that it's good to fight off those desires, but okay to have other desires, for knowledge, companionship, a shrubbery, or whatever. But it isn't the object of the desire that makes it bad. It's the desire itself. Desire roots you to an imagined universe where things such as goodness and justice exist.
Don't they?
No, of course not. What has Father been telling you?
I don't know, I'm so confused. What point is there to a universe where goodness and justice don't exist?
None whatsoever.
So there's no point to existence?
By saying point, you're presupposing a goal. The answer is, unequivocally, no. There's no point, no goal, no reason. So what?
So what?
Yes, so what?
If there's no point, no goal, then there's no reason to live.
Yes, and?
I don't want to exist in a meaningless universe.
I repeat, no one cares what you want. It's your desires that are confusing you.
Why didn't you deliver this message? How come I've never heard it before?
I delivered the message. You didn't hear it because humans couldn't stand to hear it. They distorted it beyond all recognition.
But... wait, you said that I was God, right?
Yep.
And as God, I can create a meaning to the universe, can't I?
Precisely. You make your own meaning. Stop looking for it elsewhere. Happiness, the kingdom of God, is within you. Someone else put it a different way. You're already the Buddha. It's this knowledge that makes it so.
What was the meaning to my life?
You tell me.
I'm afraid that there wasn't one. I was always looking elsewhere for meaning, and I never got around to creating one.
Then you truly have been damned.
terrible.
Yes, it always is. I'm sorry. I seem to have depressed you even more than when you were arguing with Dad.
Why weren't you more explicit? Huh? Why'd you let your message get so perverted? You could have saved me. If only I'd known.
There is one piece of good news, though.
There is.
You can stop feeling sorry for yourself, because yourself doesn't exist.
No. No more. I can't take any more of this.
All right, suit yourself, but you've come this far. You might as well hear the whole truth.
No! Stop! I don't want to hear any more!
Okay. I have to go anyway.
Wait. What am I supposed to do now?
Doesn't really matter. What do you want to do?
I want to go back to how I used to think.
Well, go ahead.
Well, how do I do that? I already know too much.
Oh, please. You were fooling yourself before. Why not go back to fooling yourself now?
I didn't know I was fooling myself before. Now I know. I can't just erase that.
Sounds to me like you're shit out of luck.
Really? That's it?
Well, see ya.
Seriously? God damn it. I'm so screwed.
Headache?
Who are you?
Why, the ghost of Christmas future, of course.
I have no energy for this.
Why not?
I was just told that I don't exist.
Don't believe everything that you hear.
Then I do exist?
No, of course not. It's just generally good advice.
Great. Sage advice turns out to be vacuous platitudes. Jesus Christ.
What?
Never mind. Sorry.
Well, don't worry. Everything works out for the best.
It does?
Well, except for that one thing that does you in.
Why are you doing this to me? All I want are a few straight answers.
Ask, and it shall be given you.
Really? Well, do I just pray for the answer?
All prayers are answered.
Oh, thank God. Please, God, I beseech thee, grant me the comfort of full understanding. What are you laughing at?
Well, if God is all-knowing, you don't really expect him to change his mind just because you asked, do you? I mean, seriously, though, prayers aren't like letters to Santa Claus. The only true prayer is, not my will, but thine be done. Anything else is just wishful thinking.
So all prayers aren't answered?
Well, sure they are, but a lot of the time the answer is no.
I've had enough of this.
No, you've had too little.
What do you mean? Could you please just make a little bit of sense? Am I going mad?
No, you're going sane. Remember, all I'm offering you is the truth. Nothing more. Jellybean?
No thanks.
Oh, yum.
Why do I feel as though my entire world is just slipping out from underneath of me?
Because it is. Your universe has been like a cocoon around you for your entire existence. It is breaking away now,
and you're beginning to glimpse the reality beyond. This is necessarily a very disturbing event.
But what is this new reality?
The reality where you don't exist.
That's what the last guy said.
Right. All humans are basically solipsistic. They imagine the entire universe is revolving around themselves. And this is an illusion, because the self is an illusion.
But how can I not exist? I feel, I taste, I hear, I think, therefore I am.
Verbal chicanery. You say I think, and therefore there must be an I that thinks. But if I were to tell you that the Heffalumps are coming, you wouldn't take that as evidence that they exist, would you? Why should you accept that you exist just because you can use a first-person pronoun? What you call yourself is just a sound in one corner of the universe, an echo.
An echo?
Look. Bat can tell its position by bouncing sounds off of its surroundings. In one sense, a bat gets a sense of self by interpolating the intersection of the echoes. Where the echoes meet, there is me, so to speak. We are all simply the intersection of the universal echoes.
But I don't feel like an echo.
And this is a learned behavior. When you were an infant, you interacted with your environment directly, like an animal does. So you learn to speak, you learn to symbolize things. And soon, the symbols became more important than the things they symbolized. Eventually, you created the ultimate symbol, yourself. And the symbol has become more important to you than any other.
But how do I use this knowledge? Even if it's true, what good is it?
Use this knowledge to obtain enlightenment. Once you do, there will be no more suffering.
How do I achieve enlightenment?
By letting go of your attachments. More specifically, your attachment to yourself.
But why is that good?
The highest state is to be a reflection, an echo of God. We are all part of the divine being, which is the universe, but is more than the universe. The biggest question is, will you be a true reflection of God or a distorted one? Let God flow through you, undistorted by your selfish desires, your attachments. Accept the reality where you, yourself, don't exist. Only God exists. Eventually, those things which constitute what you call yourself will be lost in time, like tears and rain. The rest is silence.
Not my will. But thine be done. I accept.